Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. What up?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Danielle Bradbury will be by in just a bit, so we'll talk to her. Is she going to sing? We know. Probably.
About to find out.
We're about to find out. Yeah, Danielle Bradbury will be by in a little bit. Hey, so New Year's resolutions are going to be a thing. And they never really are because everybody quits on like 4 days in. What I've said every year for, I don't know, as long as I've had a microphone in front of my face is, if you start them now, let's say you decide you want to lose 15 pounds, right? If you start now and stay focused, you will get refocused when January 1st comes back around.
Okay.
If you start January 1st, you're going to lose focus, and just like every other year. Think about every resolution you've set. Ain't none of them happen. We're all a cycle. We're just going to cycle out of these resolutions as well. So you have to do things differently. To continue to do things the same way and expect different results is what's crazy. So you can't do that. So get your resolution. Set it now. Start living by it. January 1st comes. Everybody's setting resolutions. You're kind of remotivated to do it again. And then it takes like 60 days, they say, to break a habit and to start a new one in a row. And it also kind of fits that first half of that time frame. Anyway, just a little tip. Hey, pro tip from someone who's absolutely nuts. But that's what I do. When I decide what I want to do, I go now. Crush it hard. And by the time I start to get tired of it, it's January 1st. I'm like, ooh.
Remotivated.
Time to re-resolute.
Okay.
It's all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. Good advice, always.
Nah, I don't give all.
No, I'm not saying always your advice is good.
But no, but mostly.
But you always have this around New Year's time, and it is typically good.
I'm about 87% on advice. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Glenn fell from a ladder. He broke his leg. He dislocated his ankle, and he was putting up Christmas lights in Colorado. And so the Metro Fire Rescue responded to the call. And they got there, they made sure he got to the hospital, and they put up all his lights for him. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
It took him like 4 hours. They destroying all the lights.
Man.
That's hard work, man.
Will you come put up lights at my house?
I know. I'm not putting any lights at my house, are you?
Oh, yeah, I want to.
No. Are you? Will there be lights at your house?
Yeah, I started working on that today. And I put my tree up. This morning I was talking to someone here that knows someone that comes and hangs lights. I want to surprise my husband.
By having someone else put lights up?
Because he wanted to do it? Is it a man?
I don't think it's really a man thing. Okay. I think it's just a time-consuming thing.
That's the problem. He does not have time to do it. That's why I'm going to surprise.
He'll like that surprise.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
You know, because the kids might be here by
Unless
Christmas.
You're doing that to surprise yourself and just count. That's why I think it might be. Anyway, hey, to the fire department who did that for Glenn, there you go. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Is producer Raymond in Florida? That Tampa serial killer has been arrested finally after almost 2 months on the run. In Vegas, a man robbed the Bellagio. The amount he stole is still being investigated. No one was injured. And finally, in sports, the college football playoff rankings are out. Defending champion Clemson is the new number one, followed by Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan, number two, our web girl, was changing her own flat tire. And so...
Herself?
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, that's what Lunchbox thought, too. And so... He was like, I can't believe it.
I mean, I can't either. I love that about you.
Morgan number two is our web girl. She's 24 years old. And you
24?
You have a Jeep, right?
Yeah, I have a Jeep just like yours.
And so you got a flat.
Yes.
And you did what?
Well, I didn't change the tire.
Oh my goodness.
See, because I asked her, I said, hey, are you going to need help? You have a flat tire. And she goes, oh, don't worry about it. I can change it. And I was like... Wow, that is so impressive that she can change her own tire. I was like, mad props. But now,
let her say what happened. Go ahead, what happened?
I will say, I have changed my own tire before. It's happened once before, and I've done it. But I have a boyfriend now, so I don't need to do it now. Nice.
So you just called him.
Yeah, and he fixed it for me. I found all the parts in my Jeep. I'm like, here you go.
So you could change the tire.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so here's the challenge that we do next week or whatever. Lunchbox versus Morgan number two.
Love it.
Changing a tire.
Changing a tire.
I love it.
And like we timed them both.
Yes.
Because Lunch, because she's female and small and young, he's like, there ain't no way.
I was shocked she could change her tire. And it turns out she didn't change her own tire. So she lost all credibility with me.
No, but she can. She's telling you she's done it before.
Do
you
I can climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 10 minutes. But I mean, I don't
know. Oh, my goodness. Not 10 minutes.
No, he can't do it. Do you take the challenge? You versus Morgan number two.
Yeah, I take the challenge. No problem. You just got to give me a day so I can clean out my trunk because I'm going to have to find my spare tire under there.
Oh, it may not be your car. Like, we'll have to find one car.
Nice.
Because I don't want to take two wheels off two cars. It's unfair. It's got to be the same environment.
Oh, so one do the right side, one do the left
side? No, the same tire. The same tire, and you time it.
Oh, gotcha.
And then the second person go, and you
love
time it.
Oh, so we had to find someone else's car.
Yeah, or you both use, like, her Jeep.
Or you both use my car.
Fair.
Okay.
Whatever. But that's it. But will you take the challenge?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's feeling like we have to find a third-party vehicle to let it be done, too, because they're both in home field turf.
I agree.
Can't have that. So, I like this.
Yeah,
like
that's a great segment.
Everybody like this idea? I got a question. Do you want to do it blindfolded, or what?
What are you talking about?
We'll come back to it. Wait. Danielle Bradbury is here. She's going to come in and perform. But Morgan, by the way, Morgan number two, do you take the challenge? We forgot to ask her.
Yes, I'm all about it.
Okay. So maybe next week we do this. That's two square off.
I like it.
All right.
Danielle Bradbury is coming in a second.
It makes you want to sway to the left and sway.
This is Amy's jam.
I get lost in a groove that'll make
sing it. You know you love singing. You think you can.
Sway. To the left
that's
and sway to the right.
Yeah.
That's exactly how she says sway.
But you weren't singing it with it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part when she goes, sway, sway to the left.
That makes you want to sway to the left.
Why? We can't hear it because you're doing it over the top of it.
I thought you wanted to
do it. No, you already did it like four times.
That makes you want to sway to
the left.
She says sway.
She doesn't do like you do.
No, she actually no.
Yeah, but I'm feeling it because I'm swaying as I say it.
Oh, but you're feeling it.
I go, sway.
But she doesn't do it like that.
It makes you wanna sway.
But she doesn't do it. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity here on Wednesday. A little segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Shout out Tampa and shout out Carolyn Smith. She is what they're calling adopting 125 kids from the local Boys and Girls Club to throw them an elaborate winter wonderland party with presents, Christmas trees, and treats.
Wow.
And so they normally wouldn't get to have this. And so she's like, everybody that goes to this club that's a member, that goes there after school, I'm just going to throw you a huge party and make sure you're taken care of for Christmas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So shout out Tampa. Shout out Carolyn Smith. That's a tell me something good. Amy, what do you have?
Well, shout out Sacramento State College because they're doing something pretty cool for all their students as they're gearing up for finals. They've set up this stress-less puppies event, and students get to go hang out with puppies before tests because if they've got anxiety or they've been studying too much and they just need to, like, chill out a little bit.
Or they just want to pet a puppy, let's be honest.
Oh, and get this. It's called the stress-less puppies event, but they also have a rabbit named Slipper, and a kitten was also there, and then other dogs. And so it's just a cool way for the animal association there to, like, give back and then also put animals on the radar that might need to get adopted and all kinds of stuff.
And give the animals some exercise, too, if people want to go and play with them.
Sure.
That's a thing, too. That's always a volunteer thing, too.
Yeah.
If you can ever go volunteer and go walk dogs at places, they can always use dog walkers. Lunchbox.
If you're road tripping this holiday season, you happen to be going through Mason, Ohio, and you hear, woo, 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 you got to pull over. It's not all bad. They started the Random Acts of Kindness where they're going to pull you over and give you a $20 gift card to Bob Evans' little restaurant. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think they should already go up to people who are already over and not pull people over.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if someone that leads someone to go on like a car chase?
I just am never a fan. To me, the anxiety I get from getting pulled over is not worth $20.
Yeah. You go pet those dogs afterwards.
Yes, I need to go pet Flipper the rabbit or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But
Slipper.
Yeah, I get it. And I think it's a great idea. I wish they would just go up to people who were already pulled over and they're like, hey, I got you something.
Uh-huh.
That pulling people over stuff.
I agree. I picture it going wrong real quick. Like somebody like being like, I can't get pulled over. And then they go on this car chase and they're like, dude, I was just trying to get you a gift card.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe because my husband, he's an upstanding citizen, but he once ran from the law.
What?
Yeah.
When he was 16, he was getting pulled over and he really did not want to get pulled over because he was speeding in his dad's or his mom's Camaro or something. And he literally tried to run from the cops.
And they were just trying to give him a gift card.
Yeah, exactly.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Daniel Bradbury.
Daniel. Say Daniel or Daniel. Do you hear Daniel or Danielle?
Danielle, but everybody calls me Daniel.
Did you hear Danielle?
I heard Daniel.
I heard Daniel too. Our voice guy says Daniel. Let's listen again. Here we go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Daniel Bradbury.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Daniel Bradbury.
Daniel Bradbury.
Wow.
It's not the first time. It's fun.
Like, we paid that voice to do that. And they said Daniel Bradbury. Well, Danielle Bradbury is here. Yay! Look at you. You got an album coming out Friday.
I do.
We came in probably, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Sway. When you, I was like, hey, you got to come play Sway.
That makes you want to sway.
That song is good. First time we played that song, or I played it, was like at the charity softball game this summer. And I came up to you and I was like, hey, I'm not full of crap. Like, I like your song. And I pulled out my phone just to show you that I had
it
on my phone.
There.
Yeah.
That makes you want to sway to the left.
That's a good song. I also like you, so I like that it's all working. Like,
thank you. And groove that'll
make you lose your mind. Amy loves songs, right, Amy?
Yes!
She thinks she can sing it. Like, she thinks it's
Hey, I bet she can.
Well, I mean, she can sing it, just not well.
Oh,
yeah. It's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, sure. Danielle Bradbury has a record out on Friday, and so it's called I Don't Believe We've Met. Last time Danielle was in, just to kind of reset a bit, you had told the story about how you left The Voice, and it was like, go record it. There you go.
Yeah, it was very fast. I remember winning, flying to New York, and being in Nashville for the first time recording the album, and I had to pick. It was like a listening and picking type of process, and it was 12 songs. And so I was like, oh, this sounds cool. I'll put that on my record. So I didn't really know to really dig deep and kind of connect with the song. And I didn't know all of that. So it was a very fast process.
But now you went and you dug a bunker.
Yes.
And you wrote a bunch of songs.
Yes.
Interesting. So Sway, we know.
That makes you want to sway to the left and sway to the right.
Like Hello Summer. How about this one? Look at you. Look at this. All these songs. These new songs. How about Worth It?
Cause I'm worth it. You're crazy, baby, if you think that I don't know.
Listen to that. I bet you like singing that one live, huh?
I do.
Is that tough, though, if you're sick? Because that seems like one you got
to
put it all
it
into.
It is very tough.
How
I
are
do
you
that
feeling
to myself,
right now?
Though.
Are you good, though, now?
I feel okay.
Do you feel like you can pull that one off now?
We'll see.
Do you want to try it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Danielle Bradbury's here. She's going to play Worth It. And clear it up.
Clear it up.
Everybody ready to go? All right. Album comes out Friday. It's called I Don't Believe We've Met Yet from Danielle Bradbury. Regardless of what this says right here. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Danielle Bradbury.
Danielle's
Daniel
a cousin.
Danielle Bradbury.
Yeah, no. Danielle Bradbury. And now this is a song called Worth It. All right, here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
How many times have you performed here? Once?
Yeah.
And we did a show together once?
Yes.
That's the third time, and all three times I'm like, dang!
Thank you.
That's crazy, right? Everybody else blown away by that or no? You guys
yes!
Like, nah. Are you guys like, nah?
They're like, eh, whatever.
Oh, man. Look at that. So, brand new album comes out on Friday, and you can hear songs like that one.
Cause I'm worth it. You're crazy, baby, if you think that I don't know.
I always know when Amy's feeling it because she starts nodding her head like she just closes her eyes and she just feels it. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Danielle. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You're a good one. All right, so everybody check out the record. Buy the songs. Support her if she's out on the road. Give her $5 for her to walk down the street. All these things help, right? It's a tough landscape for the artist now. Yes. All right, Danielle Bradbury, thank you for coming in. Good to see you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lexington, Kentucky. Two students at the University of Kentucky had their final coming up. It was a stats final. They're like, we should go steal the test. Mm. So they broke into the building, climbed through the air duct, and dropped into the professor's office to steal the test. Only problem is Professor was working late that night and came walking in when they were in there.
No.
Wow.
So they ran off with the test. He called police and both of them were arrested.
Did they have a mask on or anything?
Nope. They just thought the professor wouldn't be there so they'd be able to go make copies and have the test.
You know, I was watching this news story about some guy that's been robbing banks locally. You know, I have like four of them. He never wears a mask.
Come on.
He just walked in a crimson tied sweatshirt and a ball cap. Like, no sunglasses, no, like, what are you thinking?
Maybe he's not really a crimson tied
Maybe he's
fan.
Not really from around here. Maybe he comes to town.
It doesn't matter. The face is still there.
They got him.
Like, do something. Anything.
Paint your face. Whatever.
Anything. Prosthetic. Go hire like the people that did the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. Like, any of that.
That's so expensive.
I know, but it's investing.
You're robbing a bank.
Takes money to make money, you know what I mean? All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
So your husband and wife is probably lying to you about money. You're married, husband, your wife. So what happened is, they're talking to people, and they were like, first of all, yeah, I've secretly spent way more than I was supposed to. Secondly, they discovered that a lot of people had secret credit cards that their husbands or wives didn't know about. And how did you be married? I'm not married. I'm the only one that's not married of the four of us that sit around here. I'm like, how do you be married and not know? How do you be married and lie?
Oh, no. It's just not telling. About
that's
the credit
lying.
Card. No.
Lying is omission is lying.
Okay. So sometimes women can't shop as much as they want to. So maybe they get like a Target card. Like they're checking out at Target innocently. And Target's Target's like, hey, would you like to save 5% by opening up a red card? And you're like, well, I'd love to save 5%. I'm actually saving us money. So then you open it maybe with the intent of canceling it, and then you still have it, you know?
And then that intent never happened.
I'm just speaking for other people.
Oh, yeah, totally. Right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phone. So I'm going to make a call. If you ever busted somebody, like your husband or your wife, that had like a credit card or you found a bunch of money they were hiding from you.
Ooh.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
The article says that husbands and wives are hiding money or they're hiding credit cards or they're hiding. Susan and Austin, thank you for calling.
Hi. So my husband, a few years ago, I found out that he had three credit cards I didn't know about. And then when I looked at the statement, it was about $15,000 worth of credit card charges.
Huh. Now, was it before you got married?
Some of it was from before we got married, but it was only from like maybe a year before. And we've been together for about 6 years before.
Wow. So why was he hiding it from you?
He said that he thought that he could eventually take care of it, that he was making payments on them. And it was his pride, basically man pride. He didn't want to tell me. And yeah, that was it. It was just pretty much a pride thing.
Are you still together?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at you. It'd be tough for me. The dishonesty thing's tough. It's not just the money. It's the dishonesty thing. Hey, Brittany in Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling the show. Tell me your story.
Well, I found out that my husband had been hiding about $22,000 from me 1 year.
Wait, like straight cash? Hiding it? Like just put it somewhere you didn't know about?
Under the bed?
He has separate... Well, at the time, we had separate accounts. And basically, I found out later on had to go through his account and basically went back and added it up and it was $22,000.
You got to be kidding me. So
what was he going to do with it?
Like the other story, it was basically pride. I thought it was basically his paychecks and little did I know he was getting money from his grandmother.
But it sounds like there was something maybe he was going to buy you a ring or buy you like maybe buy you something pretty.
Ooh, down payment on a house.
Ooh.
We have two children, so it could have been used for a lot of things that we could have been on very nice vacations with our children, but.
Are you still with them?
No. Yes. And now there is no two accounts. There is only one and he does not have access to my account.
Dang. Wow. The rules have now been put in place. Hey, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling with your story. I'm going to do one more. Hey, Christy in Nashville. You are on the air. Christy, tell me your story.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Everybody! All right. What happened?
So, basically, my husband and I were getting ready to buy a house, and we were going through the mortgage process. And during our interview, the mortgage processor started asking questions about our credit cards. And, you know, we had one here and one there. And then he brings up this $650 balance. And my husband just melted. He had a Best Buy card for $650 that I never knew anything about until we tried to get this mortgage for a house.
Oh, my goodness. He was caught, too. Best Buy. Like, you had him. You had him. Like, yeah. He'd been buying TVs and video games, and you have him right there.
I totally had him. He couldn't even deny it at that point.
Dang. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you. See? Those calls alone prove to you everybody's hiding something.
Men are, because it was all women that called.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. The Bobby Bone Show. I was going to move on from this whole topic of husbands and wives hiding money from each other. And then Amy goes, as we can see, it's all husbands hiding money from their wives.
Yeah.
Fair statement, because it was. But Michael's on in North Carolina.
Ooh, okay.
And Michael has an interesting story, because Michael, you both were hiding money?
Yes, we were.
Tell me what happened.
All right, man. I was working side jobs in the AC business. I saved up $10,000 and bought her this huge engagement ring. And when I gave it to her, she felt so embarrassed because she had been spent $6,000 on, like, Dooney & Burke pocketbooks and things like that.
So while you were saving to buy her an engagement ring, she was saving to buy her purses.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you got her, dude. I bet she loved that ring, huh?
Yeah, I did. I was going to buy a Harley, but she was way more important.
See? That's right.
About a Harley.
He sacrificed the Harley. I like this guy. Hey, Michael, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a nice day. See you.
You too.
Look at that dude right there. Just read the news. They fired Matt Lauer for inappropriate conduct.
Wow.
Like, they announced, I don't even watch today's show because we're on at the same time, but he's apparently, I'll read you some of the story. So, NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack said in a memo that a complaint was lodged, but they believe that this is not an isolated incident. Mm. So Matt Lauer, Mr. Everyman, Mr. Good Guy. Here's the thing. The creeps are no longer going to be allowed to be creeps. And I think it's awesome that it's happening. It stinks that it took something now to make it all happen, but dropping like flies, and they should be. And this is going to change the culture. Like I told you, I pulled the guys into a room and was like, hey, it's actually made us and me think about the things that we say, which we should have already been doing, but even more so than originally. Like, should I make this joke? And I don't even curse. Like, we're not even a vulgar place. But it makes you think, and it's rightfully so. It should make everyone think about what we've been raised to think is okay to talk about. So, well, Matt Lauer, done, out. Crazy, right?
Crazy.
What a friendly face. Boom.
Wow.
He was there for 20 years. And then that's it. I just read that. So that wasn't where I was going to go, but I read it and just want to throw it out to you guys. Here you go. I was following the Home Edit on Instagram, and they're looking to hire new people. And then Home Edit's an organization, and they organize closets or kitchens.
Pantries.
You bring them in.
They
organize
it. They make it so pretty.
Yeah. So they want you to include these three things. So Amy, I thought you and I would go over these.
Okay.
Number one, your biggest pet peeve. What is yours?
Mine would be wire hangers.
That's a weird pet peeve.
I know, but it's always one of mine. Like if I have a wire hanger, they get tangled. Like the ones you get from the dry cleaners. Like if you pick it up, those, if they bend and get tangled all together, if they're in my closet, they have to go.
Mine would be when people say literally and it's not literal.
I know.
Like, either say nothing and say it, or say figuratively.
Yeah.
Just don't say, literally, I felt 10 foot tall. No, you're not. Literally, that's a big one.
It's just being dramatic, though. Literally.
No, don't say literally. That's pet peeve.
Oh, I know. My pet peeve is that's your pet peeve.
No, you can't change it. Your greatest obsession. This is from what would be yours?
Green smoothies.
Mine would be being on time. Uh-oh. And also everyone around me being on time.
That's another pet peeve.
all your pet peeves can't be me.
Yeah, okay, Bobby, you go first, then Amy.
My bad. Am I going to get hired?
And then finally, your spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm asking what a definition of a spirit... I hear people say it all the time, like, that's my spirit
animal.
I know.
So it's basically a person that represents your inner personality.
Like a person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who would yours be?
Well, the first reason that came to my mind is Reese Witherspoon.
Okay, fair.
But mainly her in, like, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, so a specific a role.
Yeah.
So I'll let you assign one to me because I put no thought into this. Who would my spirit animal be?
I keep thinking of older people, like David Letterman.
Yeah, he was weird looking and oddly funny.
Like, yeah, creative and smart and witty.
I like David Letterman. Mm-hmm. He's my hero also.
Oh, well, then maybe that's why. He's literally the first person that came to mind.
Yeah. Who would be my spirit animal, guys? Like, if you had to pick somebody. Because I never thought about this.
I think about John Mayer.
Okay.
Like I think he's a little too, like, more weirder than you, I guess, but still spirit animal.
Yeah, he's deaf weirder.
Lunchbox.
Who sits at their house, keeps to themselves, but works all the time?
The thing is, I don't stay in my house very often.
Like, well, that's because you're working, but when you're not working, you're at home.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Who would you think mine is? Because I don't really like...
Oh, for sure, Reese Witherspoon's Sweet Home Alabama, that role.
For sure.
Or June Carter, you know, June Carter Cash. From Walk the Line. Reese Witherspoon, always all her roles. Or Legally Blonde.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I love these stories. A mom, who's a single mom with four kids, her son had a donuts with dad. He didn't have a dad. So she did one of those fake beards and dressed up like a trucker and went in and had... I love those stories. Because it just reminds me of the people that, like, stepped up for me. Because I didn't have a dad forever until I was in my teenage years. And it was a stepdad. But, like, my youth director from church did stuff. My high school football coach, who was my junior high coach as well, did stuff. It was, like, all those people that, like, didn't have to but did.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
So, to everybody that makes differences in kids' lives, like, this... And this is a mom. It's a single mom. I was thinking a little differently. I was like, I'm still going to go and make sure that he has someone with him. Like, to everybody who does that for kids, like, that's a big deal. That sits with me like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I think about that and I'm like, man, they didn't have to do that.
And I hope schools that are doing, because I didn't have stuff like donuts with dads. I don't remember that. But I like Eddie does it with his son. Like, are schools, are they thinking about kids that don't have the parent that they're focusing on at that time? Like, how... It just seems like such a touchy thing to have donuts with dads and then know that there's, like, kids that literally don't have a dad. Like, that's a huge reminder, like, I don't have a dad. Or a mom, if there's a mom thing, you know?
So, do you want, like, pancakes with parents?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just eliminate things.
I know, and I don't. I am pro it. I'm not against it, but it's just, I hope schools are thinking about the kids that don't have whatever is not there.
There's a story about a woman who lost a bunch of weight. I think she was, like, over 300 pounds. And I always love motivational stories like this, too. She weighed a little over 300, and she was like, I need to start losing weight. And so what she did, she just started walking, cut her carbs, stuck to a pretty easy gym schedule, and then lost 150 pounds. Wow. And she was like, her back, when you have that much weight, like, your back hurts, your knees hurt. And so she lost 150 pounds. It just reminds me of Mike D, who works on the show. And so Mike D's been with us for... We've known Mike D for like 8 years or so, but Mike, what did you used to weigh? What was your weight before?
280 pounds.
So Mike D weighed 280 pounds. What do you weigh now?
160.
So he's lost 120 pounds, and Mike D did what I call the easy goal approach. Like, you have to set easy goals to reach them so you feel good about going to your next goal. When I talk about resolutions, and it's like, hey, don't set a crazy resolution like running a marathon. Set a crazy resolution like, I'm going to do a 5K. Because at least you can see success from that, and then you can build. If you run a marathon as your goal, that's going to take so much time, effort, and work that you may see no results and no progress and give up. But you can make these smaller goals. Like, for you, you were 280 pounds. What happened in your mind? What did you do? You went, I'm going to do what?
I wanted to be able to run a mile first.
Run a mile?
Yeah.
So you ran a mile?
Yeah.
And then you did what?
And then I was like, all right, let's move it up to 2 miles. So I just kept adding on a little bit every time.
And then he's lost over 120 pounds. So that's awesome. Hey, nice work being you. But that's how you do it. Like, the key to goal setting is not to get crazy. Like, you can have big dreams. I chase dreams like crazy, but I always put little goals in between. It's like a ladder to me. I want to get to the top of the ladder, but I got to get to the next rung before I jump up 4 steps. So good on her. That's a cool thing. I do want to do a Never Gonna Get It. So, are you guys ready for this?
Yep.
Never Gonna Get It. The average adult will own about 25 of these in their lifetime, okay? 25! The average adult will own about 25 of these in their lifetime. Amy, I'll let you take a guess at it. Go ahead.
Cell phones.
Cell phones. Dang, baller.
Oh, well, lifetime. Lifetime.
Dang, no. We'll swing back over to our Never Gonna Get It. The average adult will own about 25 of these in their lifetime. Lunchbox, what is your guess?
Suits.
Suits.
Yep.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Eddie.
I don't think I'm gonna get it, but I'm gonna go sunglasses.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's correct.
Yeah. Dude, I'm serious when I said I was not confident about that.
Yeah. 25 pair of sunglasses.
Wow.
Congratulations.
What a day.
Never gonna get it. Look at this guy. What a day.
What a day.
That makes your day.
Yeah.
This day's shaping up.
Woo! Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Tonight, if you watch the Christmas tree light up at Rockefeller Center, you'll see Brett Eldridge and Jennifer Nettles, along with other performers like Gwen Stefani, Seal, Train, and Harry Connick Jr.
Wow. That's Train, you say?
I know.
Wow.
Shout out.
Where'd they come from? I love Train.
That's what got you.
She doesn't know how to dress.
Hair's always a mess.
Get your ceiling, she won't confess. You know why?
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's tonight on NBC, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And then if you've ever rented a movie from Redbox, which I definitely have for sure, the most rented movie in the last 15 years. I've got that.
15 years?
Yeah. I can't even believe the Redbox has been around 15 years.
Wow. Remember when Redbox was revolutionary?
Oh, yeah.
We were like, wait, outside of 7-Eleven, you should go put money in there?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Titanic.
Ooh, that is a solid guess, but you are wrong.
Oh, what is it?
Hunger Games.
Mmm. Wow.
I know. The last 15 years, you would think something that's been out longer, like Titanic, would get it.
Or something that mattered. And I love Hunger Games. But yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
And then in at number 2, 21 Jump Street.
Again. Something that matters, man. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the game. Name that celebrity laugh. Amy, see how many of these you can name.
Oh,
listen very closely. Okay. Okay? Ready.
Ready. Luke Bryan.
That was great. That's funny.
I love that laugh.
All right. That's Luke Bryan. Right. Just to hear people laugh makes me laugh, especially Luke's. All right. Name that country. They're all country artists, okay? Name that country artist laugh. Ooh.
Hillary, Lady Antebellum.
Oh, no. Lunchbox, can you steal?
Go ahead. Hit it again.
Oh, shoot. Now I know.
Oh, man.
Who is his name?
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. All right.
Well, to be fair, they're friends.
Okay. I had Lauren Elena.
To be
I couldn't
fair.
It, well, they.
People, Amy, ready?
Yeah,
name
go.
This country star's laugh.
Darius Rucker.
I love it.
That's funny.
His laugh's amazing.
Hey. That's 3. Amy, name the country star's laugh.
What?
You're going to know when I tell you that one.
Okay, yeah. One more time.
Go ahead. Ready?
I do not know.
Eddie, do you know who that is?
I do.
Go ahead.
Kip Moore.
Yeah.
So God make.
I hear it. It's like a breathy laugh. It's like a breathy singing. Okay, yeah.
All right. These are from our show, by the way. We took all the laughs.
Guess that. Oh, we're funny then.
Oh, yeah.
All these people we make laugh.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait. No, I feel it.
Yeah, you want it again?
Hold on.
Name that country laugh.
Keith Urban?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Yeah!
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I heard the accent.
Oh. Sounds like Sean.
It's
Shaggy.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh. Do your kids still watch Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, it comes out sometimes. Yeah, totally. Yeah, they have newer ones, yes.
Ruh-roh, right?
But what's her name still loses her glasses. It's all the same
Wanda?
Jokes. No, it's not Wanda. Wilma.
No, Wilma's a Flintstone.
I think it's Wilma, right? They always lose their glasses. She can't see.
Is it? Well,
I don't know. Who knows?
One more, Amy.
Yes.
For the win. Are you ready?
Ready.
Name that celebrity laugh. Which country star is that in our studio?
Oh, my goodness. One more time.
You'll know whenever I tell you.
Well, of course I will, because you told me.
No, but you'll hear it, though. You'll be like...
Give me a hint.
Huge star. Mega star.
Mega?
Mega. Yeah, mega.
Okay, hit me. Okay, Garth Brooks.
Eddie, do you know that?
No.
George Strait.
No. No, we never made him laugh.
Mega?
He doesn't laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, he said mega.
Yeah, it's Kenny Chesney.
Oh, I hear it now. You're right. Yeah. You were so right. Right when you told me, I would know. Now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear the islands.
He's a mega star, too.
Mega.
For sure.
Funny game, though, huh?
Love it.
So I was talking to Darius. I told him this joke last night.
Okay, seriously, does Darius have, the best laugh? Like, yes. If we had to rank
probably.
The laughs, Darius.
Darius in first place. Probably Luke in second. So it goes Darius, then Luke. Then maybe Urban.
Urban's
so
mischievous. So yes. Yeah.
It's just like he's got a plan that you don't know about.
His mouth is closed. And he's like,
Kelsey. Just a general laugh, yeah. And then Kip and Kenny there. There we go. That's your celebrity laugh.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Going through Amy. Amy has the joke this morning.
The morning corny.
What do you get if Santa goes down the chimney when a fire is lit?
What do you get when Santa goes down the chimney and the fire is lit?
Crisp Kringle.
What is it again?
Crisp Kringle.
Oh, okay. Everybody thinks that one's funny. All right, good.
That was the morning corny.
I talked to Garth last night.
We did?
I know, I did. And he's going to come by next week. And he's going to, yes. And so he's like, yeah, come by. We got a whole thing going.
Wow.
Yeah.
NBD.
I know. It's weird that Garth's my friend now. I'm going to be honest with you. Because he's like the greatest. But we got a whole thing. He bought me this chair I'm sitting in.
I know.
He's like, hey, man, how's the chair? Never been better. Back's never been better, Garth. I was reading the news last night, and there's a Toys for Tots in Augusta, Georgia. And I very much so enjoy Augusta, Georgia. And what happened was somebody broke into their warehouse and stole 58 bikes that they were going to donate to kids.
Oh, wow. No.
First of all,
hey,
thieves, what are you going to do with 58 bikes? Like, really? So on the phone right now is Grace Anderson, who works with Toys for Tots in Augusta. Hi, Grace.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So the bikes are just in a locked warehouse and someone breaks in and steals all of them?
Yes, that's correct.
How many exactly?
It was 58 total.
So you get there the next day and you're like, huh, I wonder who moved the bikes. And they're gone.
They are gone. Exactly.
So they have these bikes that they had planned to give to kids. And so what are we looking at, like, money-wise for these bikes? Like, give me a round number that these 58 bikes could be replaced by.
It will probably take about $5,000 to replace those bikes that were stolen from the children.
And you don't think they're going to come back? Like, they're legitimately stolen. They're just gone.
They are gone.
Okay. So, Grace, I want to tell you, for me as a kid, I grew up with not a lot. And without people coming and helping me through Christmas, I wouldn't have been able to have Christmases. And with church groups or different organizations, I wouldn't have been able to have Christmas. So I always feel like it's my duty as I get older and have a job and a platform to help out as much, because I just wouldn't be here without people letting me be here. So I am personally going to write you a check and pay for all these bikes so you can buy 58 bikes.
Oh, that is so amazing. And the Children of Augusta, the CSRA, is going to be extremely happy about that, because we didn't know what we were going to do.
Well, then let me take care of this one. Let me take care of this one for you guys. I love the area. I hate this happened to you. And again, for me, if I didn't have help, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll get your info, and we'll make sure these 58 bikes get replaced and these kids still get these bikes, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck, Grace.
It's such a blessing. Thank you. It's such a blessing. Thank you.
And I hope, people hear this and just do things for people. Little things, big things, medium things. All the things matter. It goes back to like the kid petting the puppy dog and feeding the puppy dog on the sidewalk. You know, it's the story of the kid. He's got like a little piece of bread. He didn't have any money. He's got a little piece of bread and he's feeding the puppy dog. And the guy's like, why are you feeding that puppy dog? There are hungry puppy dogs everywhere. He's like, but I'm helping this puppy dog. Same thing with the starfish story. So if you can help one person, that's awesome. I'm lucky to be in a position where I can actually do something here. So I'm happy to take care of it. So you have our info? Mm-hmm. We're good? Thank you. Now I'd like to play Darius's laugh to kind of make us feel happy. Like, thank you very much. Laughing, man. And I like to get away from that because I don't want you guys talking about that because I feel uncomfortable. But who steals 58 bikes? Like, what do you do with them?
It's terrible.
You just go give.
Probably like try to resell them, I guess. But,
well, yeah, Craigslist, whatever.
Jeez, man, now's not the time.
But you do find them in bulk.
Yeah. I know.
You know, where else are you gonna find 58 bikes?
It's crazy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go back 5 years in time. Okay. Amy had been trying to have a baby. They've been trying to have a baby, and they've been doing the baby things to have a baby. They couldn't have a baby, her and her husband. No babies. So she was like, well, we're going to try to adopt. And they tried to adopt domestically. And no luck, because they kept moving. Her husband, Air Force, they kept moving houses and moving towns. And every time you move, that's to start over. So then she went on a mission trip to Haiti. And they went to tour an orphanage and look at an orphanage and help there. And she found these kids, and she was like, I need to adopt these kids. It's been 5 years. We've been going through the process. It's been very frustrating. I can't imagine, really, what the feelings you have toward this. Like, at night, how you just look at the ceiling and go, can I get these kids over here? Now, yesterday, she tells us that she thinks the kids, it's been 5 years, that between December 10th and December 24th, they will be here. Woo, it's a tight window. But Amy said there is an update.
There's an update.
All right. Kids are going this morning to take their passport photos.
So that's a big step.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean, though?
Well, it means that they have to have a legit picture for their passport. I didn't know really that was the case. Thought maybe I could just Photoshop some that I already had of them, which we did do. And then I submitted those and they got rejected. So they're being picked up at the orphanage and they're going with their caretaker there. It's taking them to go get their photo taken. Photos.
And so once they get their passport...
With a white background, you know, the it's on the passports.
What happens once they get their passports?
Well, it's a Haitian passport. I always thought they were getting an American, but they're going to be leaving the country on a Haitian passport, and they'll become Americans once they're here. They'll leave Haiti on a visa. That's like the last missing piece of the puzzle. Then it goes to where the U.S. Embassy takes over, and they are so ready for the kids that they say they can get their process done in a matter of like 7 days.
Do you still feel like your window?
Yes.
Wow. So you think by Christmas,
yes,
you will have...
Yes.
Your two kids.
Yeah. I worked on this for so much yesterday. I can't even tell you how much communication went down yesterday regarding some of the paperwork that's missing right now. And we're good to go.
This makes me want to strike up the band who's just sitting in the studio behind me.
They're ready.
All right. The band. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
With Amy's kids.
Soon the bells will start.
Man, you guys sound great today.
And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Like something would have to go terribly wrong.
Don't say that because it has gone terribly wrong.
I know, but I mean, I feel like all the terribly wrongs, they have to be just done. Like there's only so many terribly wrongs, and I feel like we've had them all, that I feel like we're in a good spot.
Good. Good. I love it. I love being able to use the band. They sit in here waiting for good news. Hey, band, you want to play it again?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Hit it, band.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right. Hey, so we're doing, since it's Christmas, and hey, who loves Christmas around here?
Yeah.
We always do something for each other for Christmas. And what I said was, hey, give me ideas for how we're going to do our Christmas celebration. Let's not forget the reason for the season, first of all. But secondly, we like to give each other gifts.
Yes.
But first of all, I go broke buying all you guys gifts. So it's like, let's just all buy, you make it easy on each other. So here are the ideas that have been submitted. I'm not going to say who submitted them because it'll make you want to go a certain way.
Oh.
But here we go. These are all ideas submitted by the show for our Christmas thing, whatever that is. Number one, you give the person that you draw a favor, something that will help them, like a coupon that at any time they can use it.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, let's say I gave Amy a coupon and it was like, here's one hug anytime we were feeling blue.
Yeah.
That's a cheap gift.
But
it doesn't matter.
Hugs are invaluable.
How about this? A Victoria's Secret Christmas. All gifts have to come.
I know
what?
I know who said that one.
Whoever submitted
it. He's such a faker. He's like, what in the world? That's Lunchbox.
You just said you weren't going to say so we wouldn't go a certain way.
They all knew.
Goodness.
He suggested a Victoria's Secret Christmas. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
How about this one?
Pay the other person's bill. Like the receiver gets to pick the bill that they want the other person to pay.
That can get expensive.
That's crazy.
My mortgage.
Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Everyone has to bake a dish for the person they draw. It can't be bought. Have to make it from scratch.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay, how about this one? 90s themed.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, you have to buy each other something that's connection to the 90s. Like give you a Walkman or Pogs or
cute.
VHS. I like that.
Okay. How about an exchange as seen on TV? You buy the gifts as seen on TV.
Amazing.
I like those.
Yes, you can buy those at like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
No probs.
So, like I'm feeling like the 90s themed one was the most popular. When I looked at all your eyeballs.
Yeah, it's cute.
Especially because cassette tapes are back in.
Yeah.
I think that's what we do. We draw names and we get them something that has to do with the 90s.
Love it.
Oh, so we're doing a 90s Christmas?
Whoa. Is that your idea?
No, it was not.
No.
My idea was, is not on the list, but I said it yesterday, which was...
Oh, yeah. Yours was...
you have to...
something that you already own.
Oh, yeah.
Give them something you already own. Because that was... So, okay. That's what we're getting. We're settled on a 90s Christmas. Okay.
I love that.
It's good. A 90s Christmas
and
it
we
is.
And we can play NSYNC. Merry Christmas.
But you can buy stuff, too. It just has to be 90s themed. And we'll draw names tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. The Bobby Bones Show. I love this dog story. This dog in Wisconsin was at the dog hospital, and he got out and kind of went through the dead bolted door because there was a little bitty gap and just walked home.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, dog straight up went home. Like, I'm out of here, man.
Bye.
See ya.
Right, so, there he goes.
I don't want to be here any longer. I'm out.
I was thinking my dog. My dog would just leave and run.
Where would he go?
To wherever.
A restaurant.
Someone give him food.
Yeah. The back of a restaurant. Yeah.
By the way, for everybody listening, just to update, I'm so thankful because people send stuff to my dog all the time. It's like dog handkerchiefs and food and nice notes because as I've shared before, my dog has about 3 months to live. He's terminal. He has blood cancer. And that the dog is, I've had for 14 years. He's the most important thing I have in my life. And so I'm grateful that everybody says and does and sends nice things. Like I frankly don't need anything else. And if you can make those donations to like animal places in Dusty's name and let me know that would be awesome.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
But I do appreciate everything that people do. I mean, like they're taking time out of their life because of that. So I appreciate everybody. And I just saw this dog story and thought that was really funny. Like the dog's in the hospital. I was like, man, this is for birds.
I'm out.
And then he didn't just leave. He goes home. Let's go. Do you like Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
So she says she goes, and to avoid fans, when she goes into a public place, she becomes incredibly rude, and she turns into a huge blank. She says, that's my only way of defending myself. She says, to avoid taking pictures of people, she'll say, it's my day off.
Oh, interesting.
How does that make you feel about her?
I don't necessarily love it. I mean, I guess, I don't know that that's how I would handle it. I'm kind of shocked she does that. Like, I don't really like that attitude of like, it's my day off and I'm just going to purposefully be rude so it'll turn them off, because then you could be turning them off indefinitely. Why would you want to treat your fans that way? You know?
It is rude. The only thing that I like about it is that it's honest. And people aren't honest nowadays. Celebrities aren't honest.
That's true.
I love honesty more than I love niceness.
Because
sometimes honesty is also nice. But I love the fact that she's just honest about it. And that's all you can ever ask from anyone is consistency and honesty. And so do I handle it the same way? No.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not her. I don't know what her life is like. I don't know what... Like, if someone wants to ask me for a picture...
Yeah.
Like, can we take 10? Like, that's how I am. I'm not... I'm like...
You're lucky.
Wait. You listen to the show? And then not only do you listen to the show, you've, like, looked me up on social media.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what my face looks like? You want to take a picture? Can we FaceTime your cousin? You know? I handle things differently.
Yeah.
But I read the story and thought... her and Adam Sandler were doing an interview together. And people that are funny... They're approached differently because people are like, hey, I kind of know them. And Sandler was like, people just come up, pull up a chair and sit and we'll start talking. And so, and he was kind of funny about it. And I'll kind of get that too, where people will just, if people feel like they know me, that's the greatest compliment ever. I want our listeners to feel like they know me.
Yeah, we do share a lot.
Because I want to put it out there, the good and the bad, and as human as possible. But again, It is rude, but I do admire the honesty because I like honesty more than I like niceness.
And at least she knows it's rude because she's purposely saying I'm going to be rude to turn you off.
Yeah. And again, I don't know what it's like to be a mega star and have to have people all the time everywhere you go, but you signed up for it. Like, wah, 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 paparazzi, wah, wah, wah. Okay, move to Montana. If you hate it so much, do your project and move to Montana.
Yeah, they'd hate it then.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I miss all those people.
Man, all I got's bears talking to taking pictures.
I mean, could you imagine like Keith Urban being like, you know what? I'm so over this. I'm just going to be like, today's my day off.
No. And you know what Keith Urban does? The opposite.
I know.
You see Keith Urban? No lie. And I know Keith.
Yeah.
Better than most artists. And I've run into Keith before and he's sitting in a normal restaurant. And like the worst, even like calling, get a secret table in a good place. Like, Urban just sitting by the door flying open as they're walking through with the order. Yeah, that is a good dude. That's his laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your day yesterday good?
Yeah, worked on kids stuff a lot. And
like your kids coming home?
Yes, like tons of just messaging back and forth and trying to coordinate and figure out some stuff, but yeah.
Amy updated us earlier that her kids are taking their passport pictures today, which is crazy. That's a huge, huge step.
Yeah.
And then they get to move to America. Amy still feels like they will be in the United States between December 10th and the 24th.
Yeah.
We're talking, that's like 12 days is the open of that. Yeah, so Amy's been in this adoption process for 5 years, and... I just remember all the in vitro stuff, like when you were trying to have a baby and all the stuff that you went through. Like all
I didn't opt to do in vitro, but we thought about it. We were seeing a fertility doctor.
Clomid?
Clomid's not in vitro, but it's a fertility drug.
So I'll know the difference, right? All I know is Amy was doing all kinds of stuff. She was like going, because her husband, military, they would go, she'd go in and she'd be like, I went in and the doctor comes in full fatigues.
Well, because we were at Fort Bragg, and so they had a fertility doctor there, which not every base has one, but we were lucky enough to have one, and I went in to have my fallopian tubes checked, and I was very uncomfortable anyways, and I sat on this, like, metal table, and in walked the dude that was going to be doing it in full camos. Like, and then because it was an x-ray thing, he had this, like, metal shield on his chest, and I was like, where are we right now? This is so uncomfortable. Can we please take off the camo? Like, please? So, but it was just, that was a part of my journey. It's pretty cool. I got asked to write, like, a blog post on a fertility blog.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished it, actually. So I was revisiting some of that stuff in my mind.
I totally didn't know the difference in vitro and fertility. I think I just mixed up the words because I'm dumb.
Well, I just didn't want people to think I have little babies frozen somewhere or that we tried that and it was unsuccessful. Clomid was about as far as we took it.
So from that process to you trying to adopt domestically to you touring the orphanage. I mean, the whole thing's 5 years and you think in the next 2 weeks it could happen.
Well, when you say 2 weeks, that's crazy. Because I know, that's crazy.
Well, that was a good day. Good for you. Glad your day went well.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, yesterday I had to go emergency dentist.
Why?
Because I don't know, I woke up and my bottom left gum was swollen. And I'm not a big fan of the dentist. Never went to the dentist growing up. Couldn't afford it. So dentist now is like bad memory. It just didn't feel right. But I go because in the way they cut into my gum, and apparently some food had got... It was
got stuck in there?
But I have a wonderful dentist. Yeah. And so I went in, emergency dentist call, feeling like $1 million. So I did that yesterday. I went and went to my therapist, had a mild breakthrough, realized I'm crazy.
Well, what do mild. You want to share this specific
mildly crazy
breakthrough or no? You don't have to. No pressure.
Oh, I don't care. Like, for me, I go and I talk to somebody because once I talk out loud, I realize how nutty I am. Mm-hmm. It takes that. Mm-hmm. And so I have trouble with emotion sometimes, and feeling, like just feeling for me. Like, I have feelings for other people, but I don't have feelings for me. And so we were talking about kids, and I was like, I would feel terrible if, like, for me, I have parents didn't come to any of my games or anything, or quiz bowl or anything. And I was like, I'd feel terrible if another kid had that. And I was talking about a breakup, and I was like, I feel terrible for her. And he was like, here's your thing. You feel terrible for everybody else, but you never feel terrible for you. And he's like, why don't you feel sad? I was like, because who cares about me? And he's like, well, this is where you put your sadness. You let it. And so it was one of those things. Like, whoa. So, whatever. I'm just trying to be a better person. And then did a Bobby cast last night by myself.
Oh.
Basically talked about my therapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then tried to finish some of the second book. And then it's just a thing. It was a good day, though.
Can't wait to read the book.
Oh, don't. It's not good. It's not good. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
The craziest place you've ever fallen asleep. Let's talk about that. And I'll go ahead and open the phone lines. 877-77-BOBBY, because the story is this woman was at the symphony. And they're playing their music, right? And it's like she fell asleep.
Oh.
And yeah, and I've fallen asleep and woke up like scared, like, huh? And that's what she did. And everybody around her was like, yeah.
It's so quiet. And
I know, it's like, huh? And everybody looks at her. So the weirdest, funniest place she's fallen asleep. We're going to get to that coming up in a second. Also, I will say this. We're doing the $1 Million Show, our band, The Raging Idiots. It's January 22nd in Nashville, and we hope people from all over the country come to this because it's for St. Jude. We don't keep the money. It goes to St. Jude. It's helping kids fight cancer, and a lot of artists jump in the show with our band, The Raging Idiots. And we have announced so far that Luke Combs, he'll be making an appearance and playing.
And hit me like a hurricane.
Dan and Shay. We always have a brand new artist that I think has a huge future, and that's Nikita Carmen.
Oh, when you think love has a curfew and I just want you all of the night.
So announcing two more now. Next up, we'll be joining us at the $1 Million Show is Maren Morris.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen?
And joining us at the $1 Million Show is our boy, our buddy, our guy with the awesome laugh, Darius Rucker.
So ride me, mama, like
my dude right there.
Ride me, mama, any way you feel.
So far, they're all playing with us. It's the $1 Million Show. Tickets go on sale Friday.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
The symphony was playing. This woman fell asleep. Everybody gets to hear her sleep because she's like... And then she woke up and was so startled. She's like, ah! She yelled. So I was like, where's the most awkward place you fell asleep? Once in church, I fell asleep and woke up with a, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I fell asleep in church.
In the middle of the sermon, too. You know, not like the music where you'd be okay. Where it's kind of like, huh? And people are like, oh, you know.
The message. You know,
yes.
Is being said.
Oh, no.
Like, no, it doesn't mean, Like, I've done that before. That sleep stuff. When you're tired, it's tough. Corey in Texas. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Tell me, where'd you fall asleep?
Hey, well, it wasn't me. It was my best friend. And he sat in front of me in the ACTs, and we had a party the night before. And he slept through 3/4 of it and still made the same grade as I did. Guessing on the rest of the questions to catch up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. I mean, it's sad for you. That's sad for you. Well, I appreciate you, though. All right, thank you. Let's go over to Scott. Scott, where'd you fall asleep, buddy?
I fell asleep riding a lawnmower in Monica's yard.
So how did you wake up?
Running over one of his bushes in his fire pit.
Oh, no.
It wasn't good.
Oh, no. That's a good one. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you. My worst one ever. I used to do maintenance on a golf course, and it was the worst job. And I had to wake up early in the morning and be there because we started when the sun came up and you could see is when we got on our tractors and went out and started mowing, weed eating, raking traps. And so you had to drive early in the morning. I fell asleep driving to work. I was driving through the Hot Springs Village retirement community to this golf course and fell asleep driving. Luckily, there was no one on the road. What I remember is waking up sitting in someone's front yard, just sitting in their front yard in my Subaru. And I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And I just drove off. Like nothing bad. I didn't
nothing
wreck.
Bad happened.
I didn't crash into the house, but I fell asleep and woke up parked in the yard. Whew, it still gives me anxiety thinking about that. Sarah in Montana. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's happening?
So I was in basic training in 2006 for the Army, and the whole point of training is to make you sleep deprivated. And there was a lot of us that learned how to fall asleep while we were being given instruction while standing there in all of our gear.
Oh, wow. You would fall asleep while standing?
Yeah.
Would you get in trouble?
If they caught you, oh, yes.
Did they catch you?
No.
Dang, that's a skill right there.
Well, I know. So many military people know how to fall asleep, like, in any condition.
Sarah, how long were you in the Army?
I was only in for 3 years.
Yeah. How was the...
My husband's still in. He's active duty.
Really?
Yes.
Well, tell him we say hello, and for both of you guys, thanks for serving, and especially give him a big old hug from all of us.
I will. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Amy's husband can do that. Can fall asleep like anywhere, anytime.
Yep.
Because he's military, and he's like, get sleep when you can.
Yep.
So
it can be so loud. I mean, but he loves his earplugs.
That's because of you. That's what you tell us.
Nuh-uh.
You tell us, listen, what you've repeated back to me.
It's out of being comfortable. No, it's because he spent half of his adult life in a war zone and maybe sleeping during the day when other, you know, it's not. So he sleeps with a mask and earplugs.
You have told us on the air you think he puts him in at bed sometimes because you talk a lot.
A what?
I'm not making... Guys?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm not making that up.
I do you can talk, but...
A lot?
But it's not... Yeah, talking, yes. Yeah. Okay, fine. But it's not snoring or anything. Yeah. It's just talking, and he wants to be comfortable. But yeah, he can take a nap anywhere, anytime. Combat nap, he calls it.
People ask a lot of questions. They search a lot of questions about the show. And so here are the ones they ask about us, either on the phones or through online. For Lunchbox. Well, I'll do Amy first. For Amy, it's like, hey, when are her kids coming that she's adopting? And if you missed, there was an update. Amy still feels like they'll be here between December 10th and December 24th. They're getting their passport pictures taken today, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So within 2 weeks, Amy, like, she'll be an everyday mom.
Yeah.
Every day.
I just got a note from the orphanage that they're dressed and ready to go, ready to be picked up for their pictures.
Wow. People ask mostly about me now, how my dog is doing. Because my dog is sick. He has cancer. And he has about 3 months to live, according to the vet. He'll outlive that by at least a day. Like, this dog is... He's a machine. He will outlive that. Like, 3 months from a couple days ago. I don't know whatever the date is. Give it another day.
Yeah.
He'll outlive that.
Yeah.
And for Lunchbox, it says, how does Lunchbox guess weights? I don't know if you guys have ever heard the segment where Lunchbox can guess people's weights when they call in. But he won't ever do dudes for some reason. Why won't you do dudes?
It's just not my skill.
Just women.
I'll tell you what. If you've never heard it, we'll do it. You can call now. If you're female, Lunchbox will have 30 seconds to talk to you. He can guess your weight within 5 pounds by just talking to you. And so we'll do that. Here's the phone number, 877-77-BOBBY. If you've never heard this, you're going to have to hear it with your own earballs because...
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. We've done this for years, and it's pretty amazing. He misses occasionally, but... Usually he doesn't. Lunchbox will guess people's weights by talking to them coming up next.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
People ask a lot whenever they ask about Lunchbox, like, how does he guess the weights of callers on the show whenever they play this game? I don't know. He's been doing it for 13 years, and he can always guess within 5 pounds. That's kind of the deal, right?
5 pounds. Yeah, within 5 pounds, it's really that easy. Simple, easy. I just talk to him, ask him a couple questions, listen to their breathing patterns.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to give away my secret because I may mess up their breathing on purpose.
Oh, they may come. All right, so here's what's going to happen is I'll put a couple callers on. You'll see, you'll hear, and I can tell you, before I put them on, I've never spoken to these people before in my life. At least I don't think I have. Let me put on Kristen and Austin. Hi, Kristen. How are you today? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Have you and I ever had a conversation before?
Nope.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want to lie to my audience here. So, Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds to talk to Kristen and guess our weight within 5 pounds. Go ahead.
Hey, Kristen, what was your favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
My Brussels sprouts.
How many pieces of pie did you have?
A couple little small ones.
How tall are you?
5'7" and a half.
5'7" and a half?
All right, time's up. Now, you have to guess her weight within 5 pounds. You've asked her questions.
And listen, when people say, oh, they had a small piece of pie, that means they had half the pie. Okay.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they had a big chunk, and they don't want to admit it. They want to think they were doing well trying to watch whatever they were eating. But when you're eating pie, you're cutting a big old chunk out of that pie. Kristen is 195.
He says 195. Kristen, what do you weigh?
A little less than that.
How much?
192.
Yeah! Yeah! And when you say a little less, that's within 5 pounds! Woo! Yes! I hope you have some pumpkin pie today to celebrate.
One down.
You are a winner.
That sounds so good.
Amy in Tennessee, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
Thank you for calling. Have you and I ever spoken before?
No, we have not.
So we haven't met. I don't know her. Lunchbox will have 30 seconds to talk to Amy and figure out, guess her weight within 5 pounds.
Amy, you're the only 10 I see, but how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
What do you do for a living?
I work in sales, and I multitask. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three.
When's the last time you went and worked out?
Probably 3 months ago.
Ooh, what's your favorite breakfast?
Oh, sorry about that, Lunchbox. Your time is up. Okay, so...
Listen.
Okay.
She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's in sales.
Mm-hmm.
She's got three kids, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What do those women in sales got to do? They got to sell. So they're always moving around, hustling and bustling.
Yeah.
She's got to weigh 122.
122. What do you weigh, Amy?
125.
Yeah! 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 Mother of the year right there. Mother of the year.
Wow.
Mother of the year.
Working hard for the money.
All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Kathy in Arkansas. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I am wonderful.
Now, Kathy, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the last two callers, just so they know. We don't hang out. I don't know. We don't know each other like on a personal level, do we?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, Lunchbox is going to ask you a few questions. He's going to guess your weight within 5 pounds. Are you ready for that, Kathy?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox, 30 seconds.
Kathy, how often do you eat fast food per week?
Oh, I don't, maybe once.
How much coffee do you drink every morning?
Zero.
And what is your favorite holiday?
Oh, that's got to be Halloween.
Ooh, Halloween. You ever go trick-or-treating, get some candy?
What does that have to do with anything? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I get to dress up and just be crazy, though.
What were you this year for Halloween?
I was a bat.
Oh, crazy bat.
Yeah. All right, time's up. All right, Lunchbox.
A bat.
Hey, oh, yeah, a little bit. His eyes got big. He doesn't know where to go.
Listen, guys, she loves Halloween.
Kathy, how you feel? You feel like you're going to stump him?
I don't know.
Hey, I mean, like, I don't know either. Go ahead.
Listen, she loves Halloween. She was a bat. Yeah. You know what bats like? They like the candy. Okay. And she also doesn't eat fast food and she doesn't drink coffee. That means she has to weigh 220.
220. Okay. All right. Kathy, I don't understand his logic.
I don't either.
But Kathy, what do you weigh?
Well, I don't eat candy because I'm diabetic, but I am at 216.
No!
He does that again. I don't know.
Wow! Guys, that's within 5 pounds.
It is. No. That's correct. And you deserve your song.
All I do is win.
Three for three. We don't know how he does it either.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes he misses. He didn't miss any there. So I saw this a couple days ago. This kid, He goes at half court, and it's like, okay, if you can hit the shot, you win Chick-fil-A for everybody. And so not only that, he had just beat cancer, and he goes out and nails it and wins Chick-fil-A for the entire arena.
Wow.
You would have thought they all won $1 million.
It's awesome. Amazing.
Because first of all, the kid, he fought cancer. He won. That there is a major victory. And then it's like, hey, we've chosen you to shoot half court, and if you make this shot, you win Chick-fil-A for everybody. And then he throws it up, just sinks it, and the place erupts. It's an amazing video, and congrats to that kid, because, I mean, the big thing there is he crushed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Wow. It's a rare and aggressive form of cancer. By the way, the St. Jude Radiothon, speaking of that, is next week, Thursday and Friday. Lots of awesome artists stopping by to donate their time. So it's always a really fantastic way that they're able to give back. So that'll be next week. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so you can like end up spending tons of money over Christmas, but I've got a tip that's going to keep you from overspending. Because sometimes you take out that credit card and you're just like, swipe, swipe, swipe.
That doesn't feel real because this is not really giving me money.
I hate that.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't feel real. Well, if you want to avoid overspending, research has shown that people are willing to spend less if they have crisp, brand new bills that they're working with. So don't use your credit card. Get out the amount of cash you want to use, but make sure it's not dirty old cash that you're okay parting with. Make sure it's brand new.
Yeah, but that defeats the purpose of using a credit card, because a credit card is used because you don't have the money. Like, that's why we use a credit card. There's no bills to get because you use credit card for credit.
Well, then Dave Ramsey would say, then you don't need to be buying those presents.
I agree with that. If you can't afford it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying most people use a credit card because they don't have the money. Like, I was talking about this earlier off the air. Like, we were talking about JCPenney. And I was like, it used to be called Penny's.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma was like, hey, school shoes, take the credit card and go to Penny's and get, you know, buy you some school shoes. That's because we didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm all for Chris money, but.
And you're like, I still wonder if that card ever got paid
off.
Oh,
there's no way that could. Yeah, that was off. Was that off the air conversation or on the air conversation?
Off the air.
Okay. See, all our conversations are the same. Like,
yeah.
Right. People was like, does the show change when you go off the air? No. Talk about the same stuff. And I was like, I bet you that's just still a bill that just exists somewhere. Yeah.
Or maybe one of those fairy people that go in and pay layaway bills and stuff or credit card. No?
Not nice credit people.
Yeah, not me. Yeah, what else?
Okay, Eddie Van Halen, you obviously know he's like famous guitar dude.
Of course.
And did you know that he does the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It?
Yeah, of course.
Well, some people maybe didn't know.
But you asked us.
Yeah, we know.
I was speaking to the people. So he did it for free. He said Michael Jackson came to him. He ended up doing it as a favor, and now he's basically calls himself a complete fool.
Well, most artists, even now, when they hop on other, they do it for free. Well, they do it for union rate, which is very, 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 very low, because you can't do work for free. But it's not a big, because usually they pay the favor back. So that's what it is.
Yeah, plus he made a lot of money, so he's good.
But I'm saying he'd have made a lot more with this.
Yeah.
But it's common for artists to go, hey, I'll do a feature with you, and you come back and do it with me. And so
yeah, I'll trade.
It's this here.
There he is.
But if he actually wrote that guitar, that solo, if he wrote the solo himself, you know, goes. It's very famous. And that's very Van Halen sounding.
Yes, it is.
That, I mean, he could say he was a writer of the song. Maybe that's his thing. Like, he didn't credit himself as a writer of the song more than that. But that's interesting. But that's a very famous guitar solo.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think you could do a better job than your boss? And we'll just take that to how, like, in our
let
room.
Let me go first. Yes.
Than your current boss.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I'd shape this format up. Boom. Out of here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What about our CEO?
No, he's a genius.
He's awesome.
No.
I'm just saying, that's
he's
the ultimate
he's
boss
changed
here.
Everything.
Yeah, he's a, like, Bob Pittman's a genius.
Pioneer.
Yeah. I talk to him and I'm like, sometimes we're not on the same wavelength. And I feel like I talk crazy. Like, sometimes my dreams are way too big and I want things to happen that could never happen. But I reach for the stars, and if I land on the clouds, I'm okay. But like, he's up there in like an atmosphere we haven't even discovered yet. Like,
yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, I can run this format. No problem.
44% of workers out there believe that they could do a better job than their boss if they were given the chance.
Now, I think it's fair to ask you guys, do you think you could do a better job at hosting the show than me, Amy?
No.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Nah. Not right now. If I worked on it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think, Bobby, you can move up to our boss's position, take over that, and then put me in that chair, and we can get this thing rolling.
Fair enough.
Who are you working with?
You'll find out if you make the cut.
Oh, really? He comes in and fires all of us.
His first day. There are going to be some changes around here. What else, Amy?
Man, I saw this, and I felt so bad, because this guy, he's my boy. Yeah. Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got benched.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, what body part did he hurt? Because he has played 210
consecutively
starting quarterback, mm-hmm. right? And so I thought, oh, no. Did he break his shoulder, his foot? What happened? No, they're just straight up benching him.
Lack of production.
Ouch. Like, that has got to...
Okay, here's what stinks about it. The quarterback they're putting in behind him is terrible.
It's
not going to work.
He has terrible...
Yeah.
They should just let Eli play out and draft another quarterback.
Well, they're 2-9 right now.
They're 2-9.
2-9.
Okay. Here's the problem with Amy doing sports stories. She has no idea.
What does that mean, Amy?
2-9? Yeah. That's how tall he is. He's 2-9.
He's a widow guy.
Yeah, he's the smallest quarterback ever, standing at 2-9.
No, they have 2 wins and 9 losses.
That's right.
And that's not good, so I guess they're having to give another dude a shot, but... Poor Eli. He didn't hold the record, though. You know who holds the record for most consecutive starting quarterback
games?
From
my brain, Brett Favre.
How do you know how many?
Okay, what?
Yeah.
Stop. Come on, Bones. Go ahead.
I do. 297.
Because you read it.
What?
Okay, what?
Well, somewhere if you knew it, you would have read it.
Yeah.
But okay. I just retained it.
You're lying.
Okay, whatever.
Go ahead.
All right, so Eli Manning, sorry about that. I'm Amy, that's your Kyle.
Like he's listening.
Yeah, sorry.
He might be.
That's okay, Amy.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
That Daniel Bradbury is good, man. He's good. That's good. That was good stuff.
So good.
Yeah. So she said that we have a list of like people that come in and blow us away. And like
the leaderboard.
Yeah, it's like people you're like, oh, they're a good singer, and they come in, you're like, oh no, they're a great singer.
Yeah, like really, really good.
It's like people you don't expect too. People that you don't expect. But like Lauren Elena comes in and you're like, oh, she's the best.
Blown away.
Yeah, and then like Shay comes in, Dan and Shay, you're like, oh no,
whoa,
he's the best.
Yeah.
And then like Danielle Bradbury comes like, oh no, she's the best. And then Stapleton comes in, it's like, oh no, he's the best.
Oh, come on.
But there's that class, and she's in it. And she's the smallest of all.
Yes, she is.
That's why I think sometimes it's so weird, because her tiny little body and then this like voice.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's amazing. So I asked her to come back during the St. Jude Radiothon and play too. So that's next week. Which, by the way, can I just say a little something?
Do
we have a second?
Yes.
Go ahead. Right. Yeah.
Let me say something here. So we're not going to make a deal about it next week, but Lindsay, my ex-girlfriend, is going to come play.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
She's going to play the Radiothon. That's about St. Jude. That's not about our relationship.
Got it.
So that will happen. She can come in January, whatever, and anything's
and then,
on, but we're not doing a radiothon for kids with cancer and getting into our relationship.
Keep it pro.
No, not even that. It's just not what it's about.
Okay.
We can be pro. We can do whatever we want in January. She'll come back. She got a song, you know.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, she's going to come in and play. Her and Charlie Warsham are going to play together for the radiothon next week. But there's no awkwardness.
Okay.
Awkward can be January.
All right.
Just because it is what it is. Okay? Good?
Got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. Keep it cool.
We wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No,
yes,
you would. Well,
anyway. Eddie, by the way, our producer, Eddie, is trying to sell the Red Rocket, which is his car.
I thought it was worth $800.
Yeah. Well, he got it appraised, and they said, but by the way, you have a Jeep now.
Yeah, I have a brand new Jeep. Well, it's used, but yeah, it's new to me, man. I love it.
Oh, I don't know. What year is it?
It's a 14. 2014.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, with 30,000 miles on it, so it's no big deal.
Probably
some old lady just drove it back and forth to church.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. So
that's what they say.
So, but you still have the Red Rocket.
I still have it. It's parked in front of my house, and I'm looking for buyers now.
You took it and got it appraised, and this was your car you drove for years, and they were going to give you $800.
Yeah, the guy that I talked to, he was like, I don't want it, but if I had to give you a price, $800.
Did you try to trade it in for the Jeep?
I went back to that dude. To the Jeep? No. Well, they said they were just going to take it to a scrapyard.
Oh, like no money?
Disrespect. And I was like, I'm keeping it.
Oh, they were just going to take it and then get it out of your way.
Yeah, because at first they were like, do you want to trade the car? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely, I want to trade it in. They're like, well, we're not going to trade it. It's not because there's no use to us. We're just going to throw it away.
And you said no.
And we'll give you like $150 for that.
You still have it?
I was like, $150. Get out of here. Disrespect.
How much do you want for it?
Well, I mean, he's appraised $800. I want to shoot for a grand.
Oh, there's no way.
Wait,
that's
could,
the
ba- but if that, you
that's
did
the worst car I've ever seen.
Parts. You, like, strip it.
Oh,
oh yes.
You might
I need
more.
You to go and take pictures of this car.
Okay.
And bring them in and let's show her. And we'll put them online.
Really?
Yeah. And let's show our listeners what you're asking $1,000
for. I gotta wash it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll wash it, maybe.
Hey,
wash it in
put some
make a
armor
difference.
On the tire.
Yeah, armor all the thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's gonna do it.
Okay.
That's definitely gonna make a difference.
All right, I like this, Bones.
And then we'll put it up and see what you can get.
Okay. Like,
and we'll link everybody to the Craigslist page.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
As high as you want. Like,
but what's crazy is Eddie's the Red Rocket. It's really not like that
it's old. Not old but
it's not old, but for whatever reason, it just looks old.
Yeah, like there's paint chipping on the hood, which makes it look real bad.
Well, and there are no hubcaps.
There's one left.
It shakes when it goes over like 50.
55.
Yeah. Yeah. And what year is it?
It's a 2004.
Not even that old.
And then not even 100,000 miles.
Wow.
Did you buy a lemon?
No, no. I got it from my sister, and she wrecked it completely, so it's kind of got a little thing.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that. Dang it.
If,
take it back. Go, hit the delay.
You can't do lunchbox. if we put it on Craigslist, it's your car. You want to trade it? If we put it on Craigslist,
yeah.
Will you donate half the money? Because you're getting quite the advertising platform you wouldn't get.
Okay. I like this.
Okay.
But I mean, let's go high, guys. This is. I can even sign the steering wheel or something.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, will you sign the windshield or no. The dash? Andy?
We'll just get some pictures up, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
We out. Tomorrow, Chris Stapleton will be in. That's cool. I hate to look in the past. I'm not a guy that spends a lot of time looking at the past. But man, was Danielle Bradbury good, huh, today?
Yeah.
Is she good?
Yes.
Go to BobbyBones.com and watch Danielle Bradbury perform on the show today because she was awesome. And
it makes you want to sway to.
That's her jam now.
And sway.
She performed. I mean, she just. Eddie was saying off the air, I was like, it's like she has a natural recording studio in her voice.
It sounded like
it sounds perfect.
Yeah, and it was in the, on my mic that I'm talking in. I sound nothing like her.
Wait, Danielle?
Yeah, she was on this mic.
No, I thought you were her. No, it's the mic.
Yeah, it's just the mic.
Oh, yeah. No, it really was fantastic. She has a record coming out Friday. Chris Stapleton has a record coming out Friday. We're going to go, but tomorrow Chris Stapleton's in. So it's just a lot of good stuff. And then Garson next week, talked about that. So there's a lot of people coming by.
Yeah.
You do anything today?
No.
Mm.
Finished decorating for Christmas and
you're finishing?
Yeah, I started, mm-hmm. but I have a few more things that I need to go get, like some greenery. I want to get it fresh, real, because I don't have a real Christmas tree, but I want like the garland and stuff to smell like pine trees. So I've got to go to like one of those Christmas trees.
Just get a fake one and spray it, right?
No, that doesn't smell. I want the smell of pine.
Buy a candle.
Yeah, buy air freshener.
Yeah, the one in the shape of a pine tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to go on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Always appreciate you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.